Amen. Paul says that as I receive from God, so do I give. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we've reached a point where we have to kind of remind ourselves again and again as to what the Lord is doing in our lives. The work of the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ says, I say Jesus Christ says, because Jesus Christ is always speaking.
Amen. Yes.
The Spirit is not the spirit of yesterday or tomorrow, it's the spirit of now.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
The words that Jesus Christ spoke 2,000 years ago are the same words the Spirit that is within you is speaking this very day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, can you turn quickly to the book of John chapter 16, verse 26? Oh God. You know, the disciple John the disciple, is known as the closest to Jesus. You see, he could hear the heartbeat of Jesus. He could hear the heartbeat of Jesus. The outer world could see the works of Jesus, but John could hear what Jesus was saying. That is what made him different. His words are very, very spiritual, and it gives you an eagle eyesight into the things of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are we there?
Yeah.
And on that day you shall ask in my name.
Joseph, Jesus.
26.
You shall ask in my name. What are those noises? Biscuits or what?
Bible.
Oh, Bible, okay. And I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because you have loved me and believe that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father, and I'm come into the world. Again, I leave the world, and I go to the
Father.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Look at what he says. He says, at that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. You see, Jesus was sincere there. Jesus didn't have to come to tell you, I will pray for you. I'll continue praying for you.
Amen.
See it? I'll continue praying for you. You come out, I'll pray for you, and you give a gift for me. I'll pray for you. Pastor, pray for me. We still do that. But we're aiming at the fullness. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
At the fullness. What if pastor has finished his ministry and is no more here? What if the brother has finished his ministry and is no more with you? Who will be praying for you? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He says that I will not pray for you, but you will ask in my name. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
For the Father himself loveth you, because you have loved me, and I believe that I came out from God. Now, when you read this thing, you know, you think that what Jesus meant is that because you love Jesus of Nazareth, I love that man from Galilee. I love Jesus of Galilee. So the Father loves me. Who is that I? Who is that Jesus he was speaking about? He first of all comes by recognition, brethren. Because you have loved me and you have believed that I came out of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Father also loves you. Do you know that I is inside of you? What Jesus is saying, because you have believed the gospel, because you have now recognized the mystery of I. That I is a divine I. That I that is within you is what we call in simple terms the Christ within you. So you have believed now that you, the I in you, came out of God. Since you have believed, automatically you enter under the umbrella of the Almighty God. The Father loves you. You know the Father cannot love another one. The Father only loves himself. The Father cannot give another one his glory. The Father cannot love another one. The Father loves himself because he is the only one that there is.
Amen.
Have you believed the gospel that you are hearing? That the I in me came out of God? Look at what he says. He says, the Father has loved you because you believe, not because you did a big religious act or something. Not because you pumped up the skies with prayer and, you know, with some intercession at night. Hallelujah. It's not because you gave me some big money. But of course, if you believe, probably you want to do that.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because you have believed, I came out of God. I came forth from the Father and come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. Brethren, along with the recognition of your true I, that's your identity, the I that is in you, which is the Christ in you, along with this comes your return to the Father. That is what we call the rapture. Rapture, because the Father does not dwell on the earth. The Father is not of the world. When you say, great is your reward in heaven, your reward is the Father.
Amen.
So you have to ascend into the clouds, into the Father realm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Jesus did something and took his disciples up the mountain of transfiguration, now you can see that as when he went up, this is just a symbolic gesture. When he went up the mountain, there they met the Father's presence. Isn't it?
Yes.
That journey is a journey that every man must make. And I tell you, when you make that journey, the numbers will begin to decrease.
Amen.
I go to the Father. I came into this world. Now this world, we speak here of the material realm. This system, this world that we live in, it's actually a material, molecular, atomic system. Terrestrial system, a physical world, a material world. It's a realm for, you know, mortality. Things that are constantly changing. Things that are actually designed to only be a kind of testimony, to testify of the invisible one. Because everything we see in this world actually testifies of the Father. Do you know that? God took me up and I saw even the trees. When you are in the spirit, the trees are clapping and praising God.
Amen.
Everything praises God. The birds are praising God. Everything is praising God.
Amen.
But you can't see this thing as long as you are down on the earth.
Yes.
But when you go higher in the spirit, you become aware. This is what made me run away, is the shock. You'll be so shocked and aware. Look, and you will realize that these people, everything you see on the in the world is just dead. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, I go to the Father. I go to my Father and your
Father.
My God.
Your God.
He says this thing to affirm, to confirm the fact that we all have the same source as Jesus. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
In the recognition of this, now you begin your ascent to the Father. It means leaving or putting aside that which is of the earth. Now, putting aside that which is of the earth means it's all in the mind. Many of us have been screwed up in the mind, and we are so entangled with the world, with the systems of this world, the things of this world, with the ideologies of this world. That is why at times we have problems with each other. I came into this world, and now, listen what he says, I must leave this world and go to the Father. That is the path of every child of God. And the Father is not a man seated on the sky. The Father represents that's God. That is the highest realm. The Father is a realm. The Father is consciousness. That is the highest that you attain to. Hallelujah. When Paul says, or the psalmist writes, who shall ascend? Your ascent is into the Father. All that you have upon Mount Zion is the Father. Who shall
ascend?
He says, that one that ascends shall receive the blessing. When you pray for a blessing, what do you pray for? Listen to me. It's nothing wrong to pray for a husband or to a companion or to pray for a job. Nothing wrong in all those things, brethren. But those things at the end of the day will melt away. You know that? We're talking here of real substance that you can inherit forever. Everybody goes sad here. As a kind of silence here. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Real substance that will last forever. The nations, they change. See, they grow old. They wax old like a garment. Have you bought a shirt? Or a trouser or something that looks very glittery? Come and look at that thing some years to come. They grow old. They wither. They change. But the psalmist says, thou art unchangeable.
Yes.
Your years are without end.
Amen.
Shouldn't we hold on to something that is eternal, that will never change? He says the heavens and the earth are passing away, but he that does the will of the Father of God abides forever. What is the will of the Father? Jesus just said it. He says, I have known that I come out from the Father, and now I... That's the will. That is the whole end of the story. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, Jesus Christ made a statement. He says, how difficult is it for the rich person to enter into the kingdom of God? It's like what a camel passing through the eye. You know the camel with the hump? Can you imagine a camel passing through the... Because the camel has got some load. He has got some additional load. Somebody argued that historically there used to be a kind of door, a gate into one city that they called the Eye of the Needle, which was quite little. So normally if a camel couldn't pass there because of the long hump on the back, so it cannot pass through there, it's too small. Jesus Christ says, how difficult is it for the rich? It's impossible for the rich. Now, who are the rich? Now, the rich is not somebody who has a million euros. In the spiritual sense, the rich is somebody that is materially minded, that is earthly.
Yes.
That is what the Bible calls the rich man. See, that you know, we have all bagged what we call an earthly identity. We have all acquired an identity of our own, isn't it?
Yes.
We have all become richer.
Of course.
I have my own identity, and you have yours, and we have become rich, you know, with a what they call an earthly terrestrial identity.
Yes.
But it says, as long as you have that, you cannot enter into God's kingdom.
Mm.
That which is in the world is terrestrial, carnal, of this material age. But Jesus Christ says, how difficult is it for those that have riches to enter into kingdom? You can't enter in the first place. But thank God we have the gospel. Hallelujah. Today he's giving us the keys of David. I will open before you doors that no man can shut.
Amen.
Now, when you say door that no man can shut, it's not somebody in your village praying against you. The doors that man shut is the ideologies of men that shut these doors for you. Your human reasoning, your traditional beliefs, what you think yourself to be, all these are things that have hindered your passage through the eye of the needle. Now, of course, the eye of the needle has become the eye of the needle because of your material mindedness. In your true celestial state, it's really wide. It's a wide hole. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Turn quickly in the book of Mark. Mark chapter 10. I'm going to start from verse 25. You want to pass through the eye of the needle? The Lord is teaching us today. See, there's a price Jesus Christ said we have to pay. Are we there?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to start from verse 25. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, who then can be
saved?
That when they say astonished, that means they were dazed. They look at the stakes that it was impossible. It's not possible for a man to be saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Then Jesus look upon them and say it. With men it is
impossible,
but with God
impossible.
All things are possible.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, of course, when you read a scripture like this, the first thing that comes to your mind is that with men all things are impossible, but with God
all things are possible.
I can get that Mercedes tomorrow morning. I can get that man. That man is mine in Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Those are the things that come to our mind. I will get that contract. I'm going to get that job. I'm going to get that house with the swimming pool.
Amen.
That is the first thing that comes to the natural man when he says all things are
possible.
But we have to be spiritually minded. Remember Elisha? Elisha was asked by Elijah before Elijah was taken up. Ask of me anything you want and I will give it to you.
Amen.
I can just say somebody say, brother, oh, I want my account to overflow with money. Amen. Hallelujah. I can hear somebody say, brother, does my I want buildings, and I'm leaving the next first flight out of Italy. I'm out of here the next morning.
Of course.
You see it? He asked Elisha, what do you want? Anything you want. Now, Elijah was a man that was familiar with miracles.
Yes.
So when he said anything you want, he meant it. You will get it. But you know what Elisha asked for? I want the double portion of the... Oh, hallelujah. We thank God. Brethren, what will you pray for? I want the double portion of the anointing. He was wise. Because he prayed for something that cannot be taken away from him. He knew that with the anointing, he can get anything he wants.
Amen.
Oh God.
Hallelujah.
Oh. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing will follow. Everything will follow. All things will follow. When you get there, you don't even need to rush after those things anymore. You rush after them now because you feel it's a challenge to you. At that point in time, you have gone beyond that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he asks, I want the double portion. And look at what Jesus Christ says. All things are possible to him that believeth. With men it's impossible, but with God all things are possible. This is a very powerful statement. As a man, you cannot enter into God's kingdom. That's what he's saying here. As a man, with human consciousness, as flesh and blood, you cannot enter into God's kingdom. This is what we've been trying to do all the years. You know that? Our behavioral pattern will show us. We just want to enter as ourselves. But I said, no devil will enter into God's kingdom. Just forget it. You see, at the gate of heaven, there's somebody with a sword. There's an angel with a sword. So any snake that tries to enter, the head will be chopped off. So forget it. You cannot cheat God. No devil can enter in. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Then look at what Peter says. Then Peter began to say unto him, Lord, we have what? Left all. We have what?
Left
all and followed thee. Now, do you hear that word all? We have what? Left all. Are we ready to empty ourselves? To become like children again? You know, a child is empty. A child, when he's born into this world, before he learns from his parents and from his teachers, is empty. That is an angel, eh? Then the parents will start to teach him all kind of things. You corrupt the child. And the child becomes a devil like the parent. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the things that look good, that you think are good for your child, they are nothing but devilish. They are of this world. You see, our definition of devil has to change. It does not mean that we don't carry on living. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That's why it's good to listen properly. Eh? I will tell you something later. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He said that those that have left all your beliefs about self, the outer man. I was born so and so time, in so and so place. I am this, I am that. All that has to be dissolved by the revelation light that is shining today.
Amen.
It has to go. We have left all. That means we have left everything material. You know, I preached this thing to an elderly man. He's rich. He's a rich man. He has lots of houses. And strange enough, he understood what I was saying. You know what he told me? He said, but after I've suffered all these years, all these things, how would I? I felt sorry for him. Because he was like that other man. You know, there was a young man
yes.
that had many possessions. And, you know, he was sad and he turned back. Listen to me. When God says leave everything, it doesn't mean that necessarily that you just throw everything away. Automatically, when you go higher in Christ consciousness, what you have becomes the Lord's, no more yours. It now becomes the Lord's. If I have a car, it's the Lord's. If I have a house, it's the Lord's.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You see, this is what we call tithe paying. When you pay your tithe, it means that you bring yourself to the altar of God.
Hallelujah.
One tenth is the flesh. You put yourself on the altar and offer yourself as a sweet smelling savour unto the Lord. That's why I always tell you that we don't need your one tenth. We need everything. We don't want one tenth of your money. If you want to pay your tax, pay everything. All your salary, come here. You are laughing. That means it's a hard saying. That's what it means. It means that I can walk into your house and just open your pot and eat and I'm off. An angel has entered and you recognize him. The prince kind of gospel, man, they'll be pouncing on you before you know it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We saw it. They'll eat you up and they'll finish. They'll abuse you after. God teaches us wisdom in this age that we're walking. The things that we learned, eh? Oh God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He says we have left all for the kingdom of God. To climb up, you have to leave all. You cannot carry a load to climb a mountain. You have to be light. All that the people carried with them when they were going to preach was their purse. With a little purse. That's all. They carried nothing with them. Of course, when they came back, Jesus Christ asked them, did you lack anything?
No.
You know, they were not even aware. You see, you can be so covered in the glory of God that you're not even aware that you don't have anything. You're just living for the moment in God, enjoying the presence.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Years will pass. And one day you'll discover that you are living without even a dime. Well, you live better than even the one that they had everything. You see, now we want to, first of all, have the evidence of money in our account to live life. And when we see the money is gone one day, our life, we get shaky, we get nervous, we get what? It wasn't supposed to be so. It wasn't designed to be so. Jesus could pull out the money from heaven. When they came to meet Jesus for his taxes, he told them to go to a fish and pull out the money from the fish. Why? Because he was walking in the power of God. He had left his own understanding. He had left everything for the gospel. You know, Jesus Christ denied his mother. Somebody say abomination. Well, now so you think. Hallelujah. Do you know he denied his mother? He was not rude to her. Because this same Jesus, at the end of his ministry, he handed her over to another disciple to take care of her. Because she had followed also in the gospel. Praise God. You know, some of us are still influenced by our parental background. The umbilical cord has to be cut. Somebody say, but Pastor, it has to be cut.
Mm-hmm.
As the revelation truth comes, you have to release yourself from your parental background. Amen. Certain characters I carried with me, I discovered those ones from my dad or my mom. Praise God. And you have to divest yourself from those things. Praise God. Not because you are looking down on them or you disrespect them. You see, you are now a light to them. Praise God. It's not age that teaches people. It's the Spirit of God. It's the inspiration of the Almighty that gives a man wisdom, not age. Not your years on the earth. When Elihu spoke to Job and the elders in those days, Elihu was a young boy. But when he spoke, he reminded them that it is the wisdom of God in a man that gives understanding, not your age, not your gray hair.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
All these traditions, we have to cut them. Does not mean we don't respect each other. Doesn't mean that you don't respect an elderly person. See it. But let everything take its course. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Recognize authority. Recognize things when you see them. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Look at what Jesus Christ says. He says, Jesus answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, there is no man that has left house." Look at your house here. You know this is your house. Eh? I'm going to tell you what that means. There's no man that has left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive what? 100-fold now in this time. Houses, brethren, sisters, mothers, children, lands with persecution, and in the worlds to come, eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be
first.
You see, they shall receive eternal life in the worlds to come. Now, like I told you, you know when John saw the New Jerusalem in the book of Revelations, he saw the New Jerusalem descending.
Yeah.
Already a new world is coming into view. This is the realm of the Father. It's the realm of God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You don't have to see it with your physical eyes. It's a spiritual reality. Because you are the city set upon the hill. You are the inhabitants of the New Jerusalem.
Hallelujah.
The day can only become brighter and you begin to see clearly. I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You begin to see clearly. Have you seen a day dawning? When the day begins to dawn, you begin to see things clearly. Colors begin to appear, beauty, the sound of birds, things begin to be made manifest. Things that were hidden begin to come to light. That is how it is in the things of God. Eternal life in the world to come. Now, eternal life is the life of God. That is the life of the Father. Look at it, says, "Those that have left all things for my name's sake." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Notice that it says, "Those that have left father or mother." He now says that they shall inherit 100-fold mothers. But he never said 100-fold fathers. Hallelujah. You know why? Because there's only one father. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When you talk of mothers, look at my mothers, those that do the will of God. They are my mothers, they are my brothers, they are my sisters. These are my brothers, they are my sisters. Your physical brothers in this world are not your real brothers. Eh? Those are just your mental belief. Well, it does not mean after service you go and meet your brother or you make a phone call over and say, "Look, brother, I'm no more your brother. Sister, it's over. I just heard the gospel." No, that's not what it meant. Amen. We're talking of a higher understanding, a higher consciousness. Amen. You no longer know anybody after the flesh. Paul says, "Henceforth, know I no man after the
flesh."
I don't know mama, brother, sister after the flesh. I know them after the spirit. The way they are known of God. God does not know you as a man, you know. God does not know you by your natural birth. You notice when Jesus Christ, the first time God said, "This is my son in whom I'm well pleased," it was after the baptism.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus had to first of all die to the old man. The baptism is a symbol of death to the old man. Somebody say, "We don't baptize here." We baptize. You see, when the light shines higher and higher, you begin to understand what baptism is. We are baptized into Christ, meaning that the old man is dead.
Amen.
We are now consecrated unto life, unto Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
praise God. The water baptism, all those are symbols, traditions of the Hebrews that have entered, crept into the church. Good men, you know, you don't have to be so harsh on them. They're good people with good who want to obey God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some people are confused now. They don't know whether to sprinkle the water or to dip it. They argue, and you have the denominations. This denomination sprinkles. This one dips them inside. This one does it this way. Oh, Jesus. How can we go? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it says that you shall inherit eternal life. Eternal life is the life of the Father. And there is only one Father. Jesus Christ adds, call no man on the earth your
Father.
Amen.
Amen.
It doesn't mean you despise your physical father. Call no man on the earth means that you cut this umbilical cord. Amen.
Amen.
Cut it. Amen. You know, I was discussing with my twin brothers the other day, because my parents were quite harsh, eh? They gave us the best education, but they were quite harsh, and very harsh that. But we now examine this thing, we discovered that their own mother was very, very harsh. And virtually all my father's brothers, some of the children have even changed their names. They don't want to be associated with the family anymore, you know, because the harshness. And also I recognize that I myself was getting that harsh military tone, you know. Why? Because these are things that we have to, by the grace of God, divorce ourselves from. Amen.
Amen.
Behavioral patterns. We see these things a lot. Amen. Praise God. When you talk of generational curses, it doesn't mean that you go and pull out something under a tree or something. But you can see that people get influenced by their natural birth. If you are not spiritually enlightened, the things that drove your parents to destruction can destroy you also. That caused them to have a miserable ending can also follow you if you are not careful. Praise God. So we have left houses. My house is no longer the house of Trevor, born some years ago in Africa. But rather, this is Christ. This is the house of Christ.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is the house of Christ. And I can see myself inheriting 100-fold houses. These are all my houses. Because this is Christ. This is Christ. So I've inherited a lot.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That is why I can make a phone call to Australia to invite an elderly man who has never met me before to come and preach. And he enters the next flight and he was here to preach with us. I invited somebody from America. He was here the next day to preach and he entered my house. We ate as if we knew each other. You know why? Because we are all walking in the same name.
Hallelujah.
Those that have left all for my name's sake, leave your beliefs, leave your human understanding, leave your religious concepts. Leave it for the sake of the gospel. What is the good news? The Father is in the midst of you all.
Hallelujah.
Isn't it good news?
Yes, sir.
The God that you are looking for is here. Somebody's quiet there.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, brother. you know, you have some brothers that their work are just to shout for back of church to the hill pastor. And in the walk, Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We have light moments at times. Don't we shouldn't we laugh at times?
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God, at times when I crack jokes, I see some faces. I see your kind of pastor. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So we are speaking here about our return to the Father, and God is giving us a clue. It does not matter how many years you have been a Christian. It does not matter how many things you have learned as a Christian. Humble yourself in the sight of God and He will lift you higher.
Amen.
Praise God. Let go of it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Just let go now. Jesus rounds up these verses here and says, but many that are first shall be
last,
and last shall be
first.
Oh God. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, the first and the last is giving us an idea how you can enter back into God's kingdom. Because you came out of God. You came out, somebody say, I came out of God.
I came out of God.
You don't believe. You say it again. I came out of God.
I came out of God.
Jesus Christ says, because you have believed that I came out of God. Because you have believed the Father loves you also.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And now, I now return back to the Father. It's better you do it on your own so that something doesn't get you along the way. He says that anybody that holds on to his life will what?
Lose it.
Will lose it. But if you lose your life for my sake and for the gospel, you will gain it in the worlds to come, world without end. This is God's kingdom, where you have eternal life, and your journey is now. You look at the door here. Just step in now. You don't have to wait for tomorrow. You can start it now. Now, now. It's only now. You see, if you go in the spirit, it's only now. There's no yesterday, there's no tomorrow, there's what? There's now. Jesus Christ says the hour comes when the true worshippers will worship the Father. He says the hour comes and now. Now. He says the hour is coming when those who are in their graves will hear the voice. And that hour is now. Now. So your resurrection is now. If you can recognize that I came out of the Father, that is the resurrection. That is your awakening. The big talk that has confused brethren. You know the language, long, resurrection, long, is a long word. Eh? But it's very simple to understand. Awakening to the fact that you came out of God. You are immaterial. You are a spiritual being. You are somebody that has been from eternity. You can experience this life, not just head. You can experience it. Of course, you are in this world. There are moments where you can experience this life. You know. You can. There are certain things you experience. These are things for you. You know, you can have those experiences where you feel you can walk through a door. You can be so illumined where you feel that I can. You can suddenly dash to. I see myself in what do you call it, in the train station? Praise God. We've had those experiences. You know when Elijah ran faster than ran ahead of the horses? I've had those experiences. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because we are spirits. Amen. But we slowed down. We descended to the earth and became natural creatures of the dust in the transgression. But today, the time has come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When John says, I wish you God's speed, it means I wish you God's quickening. Let God quicken you. God quickens the dead. Quickens you back into that, you know. You remember when Elijah was taken up into heaven? First of all, you must realize that you came out of that heaven. Elijah was taken up into heaven. Chariots of what? Of fire. That's you in your ascension. Spirit. A pure spiritual body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says the first shall be the last and the last shall be the... Your first state. The Alpha state. The Alpha. Alpha is your first state. Alpha is the beginning. Alpha is your first state. Omega is your last state. I am. That I is the one that came out of God. I am Alpha. I am beginning.
And ending.
It's a pure spiritual being. Eh? what John saw in that vision was not a man, eh? It's not a physical being, eh? He had to be taken up into heaven to see him. He had to ascend to see this man, which is a pure spiritual being. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the beginning. And that is the end.
Amen.
So when you pray today, brethren, what do you pray? I go to the Father. In the Father, you have the double portion of the anointing. You know that? In the, when you say double portion, that means all the anointing, everything. You know, Paul says that in the Son flows the anointing without
measure.
Without measure. That's the double portion we're talking of, that in typology. Without measure. The fullness of God flows in you without
measure.
Your cup overflows. Now, if you have God in you, why are you chasing after material things? Amen. You chase after them because you don't believe that God is in you. That's the answer. If you truly believe, if you have believed the gospel, he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. It becomes a reality. It becomes something that you know. And you experience. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He says, my brethren will fight for you. Everything that you need will always be at your service. Because you are the Lord of glory.
Hallelujah.
In your true awakened state. Praise God.
Amen.
So brethren, let us start our ascent today. As you do this, bear in mind that things will be shaken out of your life.
Amen.
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 He says that, as he says, there is the moving of these things that are shaken. Hallelujah. He says, yet once more I shall what? Shake not the earth alone, but also the heavens. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
There is a shaking going on right now as you hear the voice of truth. And the shaking seeks to loosen you from your beliefs, you know, your convictions. These things are giving you a problem, eh? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Become born again. Purify yourself from the knowledge of man, from the wisdom of man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Begin to walk once more in that pure, undiluted knowledge that comes from above. Hallelujah. Let go of all as you begin your ascent into God.
Amen.
Let your confession be, I go to the Father.
Amen.
And the promise is that this one shall never die. Can we stand up?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Father, let these words become life in your people.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Strengthen your people in the inner man.
Amen.
The inner man. That these words bear fruit. Let us not be in the company of those who Jesus referred to as being in the streets when he taught. They were in their synagogues when he taught. But when they went to the door, they hear a voice telling them, I know you not. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Let no man deceive himself. It's only by Christ that we can enter into God's kingdom.
Amen.
There's no deceit. There's no way out. It's just that is the door. That is the certified, approved one of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those that are led by the Spirit, those are those who live all for the knowledge of Christ.
Amen.
They follow Christ in the regeneration into a kingdom reserved for them by the Father.
Amen.
This is the kingdom of God. Father, thank you. Rain your blessings upon your people.
Amen.
Rain your blessings upon your people.
Amen.
Let that covering, the cloud of glory, cover your people.
Amen.
And rain all their needs.
Amen.
I say these things openly so that they will believe, but In reality, you know already what your people do need.
Yes.
For you are a God who cares for your people.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Like the brother prayed earlier on, he says, pray for our unbelief. Heal us of every unbelief, Father.
Amen.
Let the inner man be strengthened.
Amen.
Even as we go forth into a new week, we commit the sisters into our hands.
Amen.
And you know, let everything go smooth according to your goodwill.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord gave me a vision. In this vision, I saw, you know, the water. Then for the water from the mountain, you know, pure water. And there's by this water, there was a way you could open your hands to drink out of it.
Hallelujah.
That was what the Lord has
given. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Pure. Not sacred water, not pure water in Nigeria. This one are from God. From the mountain, amen?
Mountain water.
Pure water. You know, they say those are the purest water. Eh?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So we just thank God for that in Jesus' name.
Amen.